Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today the topic we're going to be learning about is minor ailments and non-life-threatening illness on Shabbos. This is Siman Tzadi Aleph, the 91st chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The background to this is that one of the gzeros, one of the enactments to protect the sanctity of Shabbos is that a person is not allowed to take any medication or do medical activities or procedures on Shabbos. That is prohibited by itself. It was originally instituted because of shechikas samamani, because the preparation necessary for the medications was often done in the home, and it was done via grinding, and therefore would be prohibited as well. Even though that is not largely the case in many situations today, there are many other isurim which are related to Shabbos and taking refuah, and it still remains in place today. We're going to look at the topics of two different categories of people who are have ailments: a person who's a mechush ba'alma, person who's just got a pain or a discomfort, and then a person who's chole shem b'sakana, a person who's incapacitated. We look at the halachas as they apply to both of these. Let's jump straight in and appreciate some of these halachas. Again, this is a table of contents for further questions, because there's so many specific situations. So psak should not be taken directly from this, but this should be the context into which a person asks more careful questions. So may one never take medications on Shabbos? So it depends. If a person is a mechush ba'alma, a person has a small ailment, a headache, a basic toothache, in those cases, a person may not take medications. But a person, of course, who is pikuach nefesh, if there's danger of loss of life, of course they take medications. And even a person who's a cholish embo sakon, a person who's incapacitated, may take medications. So we're going to see that it's the most basic level that is not allowed to take medications. And that's a healthy person or a person who has a pain or a discomfort, but it's not incapacitating. Let's jump further into this. What about oil application for an ailment? So that's also not allowed because it's for medical purposes. What about a non-Jew dispensing it? Someone's not allowed to ask a non-Jew to give a person a medication if they are in a mechush ba'alma, if it is not an incapacitating ailment. Can one eat or drink regular food as a remedy on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Ma'achal b'riyim. So let's say a person decides to, you know, eat a lemon, a person decides to have garlic or onion, you know, or things that have healing capacity in them, that is fine if they're consumed as normal healthy people would consume as well. What about non-standard foods for healing? So for instance, raw eggs, herbal juices. In those cases, because it's pretty clear that the only reason you're having these is for the sake of healing, then that is problematic on Shabbos because it's clearly being taken for the sake of healing. What about something I don't usually have, but I'm having because of an ailment? So it's a problem. Anything which is had only because of the ailment is going to be a problem. May I rinse out my mouth with vinegar if I have a minor toothache? So rinsing out the mouth for a toothache would clearly be seen as being done for the ailment, but one may swallow the vinegar and drink it in such a situation, and that is not a problem as well. If I have a sore throat, can I gargle on Shabbos with, let's say, some sort of liquid to make it a little easier? And the answer is that that I may not gargle for sore throat. I may swallow it, and if it does affect the throat, then it's all right as well. But it cannot be done specifically for an ailment. Can I apply oil to a rash or an abdominal pain? So the answer is no. Since in modern times oil is used only for medicinal purposes, it's forbidden to do so for healing. If one would put it there for other reasons, for, let's say, smell, that might be different. May one, so in old in times of old, there were certain ailments that a person had, let's say angina, or that a person would be recommended to have like freshly squeezed or freshly milked milk from an animal. So milking on Shabbos is a prohibition of dash. The question is can one do it with a shinoi if one milks directly from the animal? So it's called goneach v'yonek in this case in Hebrew. So that is actually permitted because it's with a shinoi. It's very unusual for a person to do this, and because of serious pain, a person would be allowed to do this as well. Can one apply heat to relieve a stomach ache? The answer is yes. One can even use a cup of containing water vapor or heat or hot clothes and place them against one's abdomen to do this. A hot water bottle, as an example. May you soak a bleeding hand in wine or vinegar? So in wine, yes, but in vinegar, no, because vinegar is clearly for medicinal purposes. Person who's a mufunak, a delicate person, should avoid both because they might even use wine for that as well. What if the wound is on the back of the hand or the back of the foot and it was caused by metal? If that's the case, that could be a much more serious injury and a person should not be playing games. And a person would be in a case of potentially of a chole sheyeshbo sakana. Even in such a case, one should do anything for the necessary healing. Can you apply a saliva to the eye that's in pain? So technically speaking, no. Unless the eye, unless your eyes are actually stuck closed, then moistening is allowed. But not just, you know, otherwise, saliva does have healing properties. Is it permitted to induce vomiting on Shabbos due to overeating? So yes, a person may cause themselves to vomit if they are in great discomfort. In this case, that's not considered medicinal. Now we move on to the next subtopic, which is putting on bandages on Shabbos. There's a few issues that surround bandages on Shabbos. The first thing is, may you place a cloth on a bleeding wound? The answer is no. It's a problem of tzoveya or mesake, and if it's red, because it's going to be absorbed into that cloth. So it's not, you should not be using a usual cloth when it comes to wrapping a wound. Can I squeeze it to bring out more blood? The answer is no. This is also a subtopic of shchita. One's not allowed to extract more blood. So what can I do with a bleeding wound? So what one does is one washes away the blood under water and then covers with a rag or non-clothing item so that it is able to stop further bleeding. Can I place something on it which will stop the bleeding? The answer is yes, as long as it doesn't have medicinal purposes. The Kitzur describes that an old remedy where they used to use spider webs, cobwebs, and they had the property of stopping bleeding, but also had medicinal healing properties. So he said, you can't do it because of the healing properties. Let's translate it into regular days. A regular Band-Aid is fine to put onto a wound, but a medicated one, let's say it has some form of antibacterial ointment already in it, that would be a problem on Shabbos. May I puncture an abscess to drain the pus? So to enlarge the wound as a medicinal treatment is a problem because that would be considered a makeh patish. To drain the wound, to drain the pus when one is in pain, one is allowed to do that. Any other guidelines? So it says, yes, it's better to do that with a needle rather than with one's nails because one may rip away some of the flesh, and better to do with a non-Jew in that case. Can you reopen a sealed wound, an aperture, by keeping a legume or something in there to keep it open? The answer is no, if your intention is to keep it open. So if it's non-therapeutic, a non-therapeutic dressing is permitted unless it draws or pus or blood out, but wiping that causes bleeding is also forbidden as well. One may wash it, but not to wipe it. May one apply a dressing to a healed wound? So once it's already healed, it's on the process of healing, one can do that. Certainly if the dressing was applied, it was prepared before Shabbos, and there's no problem of spreading. What about removing scabs? So one is allowed to remove scabs on Shabbos, provided that one is not going to create new bleeding. May I remove a splinter on Shabbos? The answer is yes, but it's better to do it with a needle to avoid drawing blood. If the Mishnah points out that if the person is suffering a lot, that pin may be used even if it might extract blood in that case. Finally, the last point of on over here is a chole she'ein bo sakana. What is a chole she'ein bo sakana? This is a person who's not in danger, but a person who is in a more than a mechush ba'alma, than just an ailment. So this is somebody who's incapacitated and bedridden, or feels pain in their entire body. So for instance, this is the difference between a migraine and a headache. A headache is a mechush ba'alma and cannot take a Tylenol, cannot take a pill. But a person who has a migraine certainly may. Even if a person feels that the migraine is coming on, is not there yet, but knows it's coming, may take it because they are going to be in a situation of chole she'ein bo sakana. Additionally, children who have aches and pains while sick are considered chole she'ein bo sakana, and there's a debate as to how old that is. Some say till the age of 3, some say even till the age of 9. What can be done for them? So for a person who's a chole she'ein bo sakana, a person who's incapacitated, they're not able to operate regularly. So in that case, one can ask a non-Jew to do a melacha for them as well. If they cook, is it bishul akum? If a non-Jew cooks food for this person, the answer is no. Bishul akum as well is waived for a chole she'ein bo sakana. What may a non-critical sick person do for themselves? They can ask a non-Jew to do things for them. What about them for themselves? So they may take medicine. They may do anything that does not involve melacha midrabanan, or midaraisa. So that means to say medicine is not a melacha midrabanan, it's a gzera. That gzera is waived, so gzeras are waived for such a person. And if a person has no options, there's no non-Jew around, and the thing that they need, it's not just medicine, they need to do something which is going to transgress not a biblical halacha, but a midrabanan, then they may do it with a shino in the situation. So it's not that just suddenly when a person is sick, anything can be done. It depends what level of sick. If a person has an ailment which is frustrating, discomforting, and painful, that does not warrant taking medicine on Shabbos regularly. However, if a person is a mechush ba'al, if a person is a cholish ebus, like they're incapacitated, in that situation, they can either not ask a non-Jew, or transgress a gzera drabonon, but not a melacha drabonon. If it's a melacha drabonon, they can use a shinoi in that situation. What we're going to address next time is the topic, which is the idea of pikach nefesh on Shabbos. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.